Let us go before the Lord in prayer. Let us begin that time in silence as we bring our hearts before God. Our Father, who art in heaven, we come to you in the name of Jesus, our Christ, and we bring our hearts before you, whether they be glad or whether they be sad, whether they be filled with delight or dread, whether filled with joy or sorrow, whether filled with the excitement of achievement or the sadness of failure, whether we bring them in health or uncertainty of health, we bring them before you because we know of your love through and to us in Christ Jesus. We bring it all to you, the good and the bad. We lay it at your feet. We bring our burdens and our cares, our concerns. We bring our joys and our gifts. And we praise you, though we know not how, for all you do for us in every situation. For the questions we can't answer, for the times of uncertainty that we face. Give us strength in our faith to know you have went before us and that you are with us, and that we would join with the Apostle Paul to know that in all things you are working for good. For you see a larger picture than we do. We have a very narrow, limited window, but you have an eternal grace. So, Father, this morning, as we bring it all before you, we bring it in faith, knowing that you hear us when we pray, knowing that you love us no matter where we are in our journey, and that you are with us, never forsaking us, and being with us always. So, Father, as we come, we bring our church, our congregation, the other churches in our community and around the world. We bring our nation before you. We bring the problems and the joys of the world around us. And we would pray that love abound in Christ Jesus, that hearts would change, and that you would be the center of our lives. And now, hear us as together, in heart and word, we pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever.
Listen to your children pray.